Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? Or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it's my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, he is our God. You do not know him, but I know him. If I should say that I do not know him, I'll be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel antiphon from the Psalm 95 says, "If today you hear his word, his voice, harden not your hearts." By the time of Jesus, the people, they couldn't put in the words of Jesus. Of course, humanly speaking, Jesus' words understandable. It's understandable that they will not accept the way you are so young, not even 50 years old, and then you know our ancestor Abraham. How can you see him? And still now he rejoices. So for them, it's a kind of incredulous things. But anyway, with the grace of God, things will be different. Just as Paul says to the Hebrews, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant. So today we come to a new age of God's grace. In the past, for Israel people, the Jews, God saved them from slavery. But today, this new covenant, Jesus saved us from the slavery of sin. Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, so that since he has died, those who are called will receive the eternal inheritance promised to them. So we are promised the eternal life of Christ, because we are saved through his blood. We are cleansed by his blood, by his death, that give us new life. So we thank the Lord. And so sometime we will celebrate the death and resurrection of our Lord. At this moment, still we prepare ourselves, listen to his word, and cleanse ourselves through the sacraments of the church. And so, on the day of his resurrection, we arise together.